On the February 9th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Virginia basketball coach Dave Lato. Lato's Cavalier team is tied for first place in the ACC heading into this weekend's game against in-state rival Virginia Tech. Jed and Lato talked about the Cavaliers' improved play of late and what to expect this weekend against the Hokies.
Coach Lato, a lot of coaches talk about the process, doing things the right way each and every day. I think fans and media like us, we focus on scoreboard. We can now see the results, 7 consecutive victories. What have you noticed, the little nuances, the little things about your team and the process your team goes through every day in practice that's caught your attention?
Well, one thing we've tried to ask our guys to do is to practice more consistently, and that's what we weren't doing at the beginning of the year. And in all honesty, we weren't doing it for probably half the season. We'd have 2 good practices and 1 bad. And that, more than anything, more than the games and more than the scoreboard, was what I was trying to fix for our team, is to play and, practice a lot better. And we've really done that in the last few weeks, in the last month, probably right after the Christmas holiday we started that, that we practice more consistently now. And we know what we've got to do, and we know how we've got to do it. And if you do that, it translates to the other things that people spend so much time worrying about, which is the scoreboard and the record and all those kind of things. But for us, it's been just that.
Did you feel like that was a good omen moving into ACC play? The fact that this team had had some ups and downs and the results weren't always there, but the process more and more was there, even if the scoreboard wasn't necessarily reflecting it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you take the 2 games that we have lost, the Boston College game and the North Carolina games. And again, we were preparing for those games very well, and as a result, played decent in both of them and had chances and were up in both of those games. And so, you know, you look at a process to be successful in some very specific terms, and what every team's got to do on a day-to-day basis. And I think every coach enjoys that part of it much more than, you know, the actual game coaching or the things that people would think you enjoy about basketball.
And now you're in the midst of a very successful run. You've won 7 consecutive games. I hearken back to a conversation I was having with a Virginia Tech football assistant yesterday who said, you got to remember where you came from. You know, Virginia Tech wasn't always a national program, and you have to remember your roots. For this basketball team, which has gone from learning how to win to now winning a lot of basketball games, is it important to remember the process that got you there each and every day?
Oh, yeah. You know, the biggest thing now, because what happens when you're successful, you have to deal with more distractions, you know, and nobody wants to talk to you or care about you when you're not winning. But when you're winning, you find new friends and things that, again, are really unrelated to success, and we've got to be able to manage those and deal with those and concentrate on that process and the things that you have to do every day to give yourself a chance. And we're by no means, you know, reached where we need to go as a team or as a program. And so it's tedious. It could be here today and gone tomorrow. And so we really have to zero in that much more to make sure that the things we do during that process allow us to be as good as we can be.
Dave Lato, the head coach of the Cavaliers, with us tonight on the Best Seat in the House to talk Virginia basketball. You've won 3 consecutive games on the road in the ACC, and I feel like each of those games in some ways has been dramatically different. How rewarding is that for you as the coach to see a team that may not have the perfect formula, may have to make some serious adjustments on the fly, but finds a different, unique way to win a basketball game away from JPJ?
You know, that becomes rewarding, specifically because, you know, this team interior and on the exterior publicly are built around, you know, the scoring of JR and Sean. And I've even said it, as they go, we go. But, you know, you look at the Maryland game, and Sean probably, you know, had as bad a performance as he's had in a while, but yet we were still able to have a lead, maintain a lead, and ultimately win the game as they were coming back at us. And it just goes to show you, as you build, and you build through winning, that you can evolve into different things. And we've won games defensively. We've won games by making free throws. We've won games by rebounding. And so, you know, I think that's the mark of a good team, is when you can not give your best game or do the things that you're used to doing and still be able to win.
After the Maryland game, you used a pretty interesting phrase, a clear locker room. Not a lot of egos, not a lot of agendas on this basketball team. Mm-hmm. How rare can that be in college basketball when you're playing at this level? You've got a couple of stars on this basketball team, and I'm sure guys have wondered throughout the year, what's my niche, what's my role, and yet they've never questioned the long-term plan.
Yeah, I think it's a credit to the guys and the character of the guys that you have on your team. And the other thing about that is there's a certain innocence that still we have, because we're in uncharted waters, and we don't experience. Again, winning is sometimes brings about so many other things, as I mentioned before, with things that you cannot control in the locker room that can infiltrate the opportunity to be successful. And so we don't have that. And I think, you know, some of it is, as I mentioned, it has everything to do with the character of the guys. And the other portion of it is that, again, with all this coming at them so quickly and success and dealing with it, not having dealt with it before, mm-hmm. they've kept and maintained a focus, which has been really good for us.
Previewing Virginia and Virginia Tech with Dave Leto, the head coach of the Cavaliers on the best seat in the house. What about a guy like Tunji Saroye? I mean, and for a coach, is there anything more satisfying than seeing a guy who just sticks with it, continues to work and grind, and then he has a moment like the other day?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all want to be in that position where you have an opportunity to be an important part of the success of a team. And Tunji, you know, has at times struggled, at times given us some things. But lately he hadn't been playing as much or as well as he had anticipated, and we anticipate from him. But the conversations that we had with him beforehand were to just stay ready. You know, don't get down on yourself or on us, because your time will come, your opportunity will come. And we've said that to him as well as a lot of the other guys on the team. And I think what happened to him is great for his own personal satisfaction, but it also continues to drive home the point that, you know, as I mentioned before and you asked, and it's going to take different people doing different things for us to continue to win.
Dave Leto's with us. Two last things, Coach Leto. You know, most coaches this time of year are talking about narrowing the bench, maybe getting down to 7 or 8 players. Do you have a chance to be maybe a little bit deeper bench moving forward when you consider some of the contributions you're now getting from first years? And then you mentioned Tunji. Could this be a deeper bench in February?
You know, it's my hope that it can, particularly because you'd like to keep people fresh and keep them rested and as a result have lower minutes for some of your important players. But, you know, it's almost a week-by-week, game-by-game thing. We know that we have guys that can be ready, as you mentioned, with the first years, or a guy like Tunji, or even Ryan, who is still coming back and will have an important part to our success. And so, you know, we like to think we'll continue to use them. We have to use them because we have to be diversified in our attack. But yet and still, you know, the guys that have been successful are going to log some more minutes, and we've got to keep them fresh too.
Let's talk a little bit about Virginia Tech. Of course, your guards are going to have to lead down there. But at the same time, you know, they're going to duel with two very good guards in Gordon and Dowdell. Is this one of those games that maybe again comes down to complementary parts? Both teams have good backcourts. It's whose other guys emerge and play key roles?
Yeah, unless one of those four guys is going off for 30 or 40 points, then, you know, I won't say they'll cancel each other out, but, you know, you take those four and they'll all want to, and I'm sure we'll play pretty well. But I know when we played them down there last year, it was a guy like Adrian Joseph who made a game-winning shot. And so it comes down to those alternative guys, and we've got to understand it and prepare ourselves, the rest of the guys on the team, to put their mark on the game, as well as know about a guy like Deron Washington, who has been playing as well as the other two guards that they have. And Fasile has hurt us last year with his ability to score the basketball. And Coleman Collins is a load. And so, you know, it is by no means a two-man team, and we've got to understand that, and we've got to prepare for that.